All right, now we've finished our study on the predestination, foreordination, chosen before the foundation of the world foolishness that Calvinism teaches. And you should have at least a working knowledge of that by now. And I'm positive it'll take several more times for you to run over it before you become an expert at it. But let me encourage you not to become an expert in somebody else's religion. One of the greatest distractions there is nowadays is individuals have a tendency to become an expert at what I call their pet doctrines, things that just seem to really agitate, irritate, frustrate them, and they become experts at it, and then they want to talk about it all the time. We get a number of emails and things, and I have quite a bit of correspondence with other people outside of just our church family. And there's, on a regular basis, you have to be careful because they want to try to pull you into some argument they're having with somebody else in their church or with their pastor or the doctrine their church teaches. And that's not my suggestion to you is, that's not our place to get involved in their battles with whatever they happen to be fighting. You want to be careful about getting pulled into it. I remember years ago, there was an individual who just was like a rabid pit bull that just latched onto the thing about tongues, and every Monday would come in my office with more verses on tongues. Of course, generally, all of those cultish type things and those false doctrinal beliefs begin to do what's called circular reasoning. They just circle back to their same point on a regular basis. Like a person who believes baptism saves you, they'll go back to Acts 2:38 and they just circle it and circle it and circle it. And after a while, I finally woke up, or the Lord woke me up to realize I was spending an inordinate amount of time just getting prepared for the Monday morning argument with him about tongues. And I realized that all it was doing was taking my time away from things that were of much more importance and better for me to put my time in. I respect anybody's right, if you want to call it that, to believe whatever they want to believe. But I don't have to straighten everybody out. And so one of the things that Bible believers tend to do is they tend to default too much to the side of I've got to be correct about every little jot and every little tittle. Sometimes you find over time that things you believe right now that you think are a conviction, you begin to realize as you mellow somewhat and get a little bit more balanced that it's really not a conviction, it's a preference. And or even prejudicial, and then you realize you've already shot your mouth off, and now you've started fighting over something that doesn't amount to a row of pins, first of all, and then second of all, has no impact on the judgment seat of Christ at all. You always want to guard against opportunities for you to have that chance to make yourself known, to find out, check your heart, and find out, why is it that I'm so bothered by that particular thing, and what is it that trips my trigger about it? And oftentimes you'll find it's just because it happens to be one subject you know a little bit about more than others, and so you have an opportunity to hide your ignorance behind the expertise in one thing. Most people who have cultish beliefs, or most people that have false doctrinal beliefs, a Calvinist is a prime example. They spend all their time studying that one thing and that one thing only. They're completely out of balance. And so they always want to talk to you. Everything always hinges on them. So if you back away from it for a second, you'll realize what the center of the real argument is not Calvinism at all. It's the person. Oftentimes people go off into Mormonism, Calvinism, even Seventh-day Adventism and those kind of things because they got bitter, they got mad, they got upset with somebody in a church or at some preacher, some pastor, some deacon, and so now they're mad about that, and then that influences them all the time when they're dealing with anybody about that particular subject. It'll trip their trigger every time you turn around. It'll trip their trigger. And so you just want to be aware of those things. Now, with that being said,